Well, in winter time, I spend a lot of my time in my nice warm house, and I love to have a nice hot cup of coffee, and I'm longing for springtime, because winter, I do not like winter. Winter is my least favorite season. I don't know if it's because I'm from a tropical place, but I can't do our winters. And sometimes winter lasts far too long. But favorite or not, winter is important. And this winter I want to speak about this morning is not about the weather, referring to the weather, but rather the season of life when there's pain and when there's suffering. There's disappointment, there's confusion, there's helplessness. And each of us will experience the winters of life, a time where we feel lonely, misunderstood, we're weary, we're weak, and we're rejected because of the choices and the mistakes we've made. But sometimes life is like spring, where it's new, it's growing, it's beautiful, and the temperature is perfect. But in this journey called life, we know winter will come. And some of us are currently in that winter season right now. And there's some of us that have been waiting on the Lord to answer a prayer. And there's some of us who have been waiting for breakthrough. And there's some of us who have been waiting on the Lord for the next thing. And it feels like winter. So this morning, I want to share three things that the Lord has taught me when I've been in my winter season. And believe me, I've been through many, many winter seasons. But I also want to talk about the victory, the fruit that follows after that. So I'm wondering if we can all turn to Colossians 2, verse 7. Now, don't get me wrong, winter comes with many great things. And I know Jake and Aaron will agree, there's the Winnipeg Jets. You know, you've got tobogganing, you've got ice skating, you've got Starbucks peppermint mochas. Yeah, see? However, winter often speaks of a barrenness that we don't want to hear about. And I heard this quote, and it says, "What all that summer conceals, winter reveals." And in 2013, I went through my worst ever winter season. It was the most painful, heart-wrenching thing I've ever been through. The Lord completely took my life and just completely flipped it upside down. And He gave me a picture of a tree. And this tree started to lose all its leaves until it was completely bare. And the Lord said to me, "Wes, this is what I'm doing to you right now. I'm going to completely strip you bare of everything, so that everything that's within inside you is revealed. This is going to hurt like hell. It is going to be painful. You're going to want to run away from this. But I need you to hold my hand, and I need you to trust me, because I love you, and I've got something big after this." And what I didn't know then was I was going through what you can say is a holy winter. God, yes, He was doing something to my heart, but He was actually doing something underground that I couldn't see. And we all need a life full of winters, because we need our hearts revealed. Winter comes to strip us bare of our delusions and makes us face reality. We have imperfections that we can't perfect. And we are human, and in our barrenness, we must be acted upon if we ever want to experience eternal life, if we ever want to experience joy, if we ever want to experience the supernatural, if we ever want to experience the next thing that God has for us, if we ever want to experience breakthrough. And this is where, if you want to look at Colossians 2:7, and I'm using the New Living Translation version here. It says, "Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will go strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." And something that I didn't know is that winter time is a growing season for trees. And what I mean by that is the root system. While your tree seems bare and dormant from above, the underground root system is busy at work. It's actually growing, searching, and retaining nutrients to help that tree get through the winter time and prepare it for spring. Even though we don't normally see the roots trees, they play an important role in that tree's life. Despite what we see with our eyes, the earth in winter is busy creating life. And we know that because when spring comes, we see the beauty in that. And as our root systems grow deep into him, our lives become built on him. Our faith then grows and remains strong. And we reach a time of overflow where we can share it with others. And that's the fruit of that winter season. And for those of you who are going in that winter season, and some of you are actually in a prolonged winter season, that winter season that I went through in 2003, it lasted over 2 years. But he showed me three things. He taught me three things. And I just want to briefly share those. The first thing that he shared with me was, Wes, you need to receive your season. Receive the winter time. Don't waste all of your time and your energy wishing for this season to go away, wishing for another season, wishing for summertime. The Lord is teaching you something in this winter season. And the way for me to receive it, I had to surrender. I had to say, Lord, you have stripped me bare of everything. It hurts, it's painful, but I surrender. And it positions us to receive all that God intends for that particular season. God is for our growth, even in our winter. And the truth is given to us in John 15, the vine and the branch. I got to work on you here, Wes, if you want to bear fruit. And you know what? I can honestly say, if I didn't receive my winter, and if I didn't surrender to my winter, I actually don't know if I would be standing up here today. I don't know if I would be following the Lord today if I didn't receive it and I saw the good in it. So I want to encourage you, receive it. The second thing that he taught me was, create new rhythms, as in create new patterns. Find areas where you can fall in love with the Lord again. I'll be honest, my relationship with the Lord at that time was going to church. That's it. There's nothing else. So I had to learn and cultivate a new lifestyle new patterns, new rhythms, new ways of falling in love with him. Ways that worked for me. And the barren season might convince you that your roots are hardened and they're dead, but that's not necessarily so. The winter season provides opportunities. And these opportunities are a fresh chance to see God through his word like you've never seen before. And God, I've never seen his word like that before when I was going through this time, because I didn't know what to hold on to. I had to hold on to, the only thing I could hold on to was his word and his truth. And this is an opportunity to fix your eyes on Jesus and not your winter season. And I want to encourage you guys to ask the Spirit to direct your eyes in ways he's working in those small areas of your life. Winter is a time when the inside can be nourished, even when it feels cold outside. So create those new rhythms. Create those new patterns in your life. And the third thing he taught me, and this was so hard, he says, I want you to be thankful for your winter. I was like, are you kidding me right now, Lord? You want me to be thankful? You just completely flipped my life, my world, upside down, completely stripped me of everything, and now I'm completely vulnerable, and you want me to be thankful? But guess what? When that springtime came, I saw it all, and it was truth. He was right. I was so thankful. He cultivated my roots in winter and gave me treasures that are still producing fruit within me. And it wouldn't have happened without my winters if I wasn't thankful for it. Thank you, Lord, that you loved me so much that you didn't want me to continue on the road that I was on. And I am so thankful. Now when I go into a winter time, yes, it hurts, but I receive it. And I'm like, okay, Lord, how can I fall in love with you in a different way or again? And I'm so thankful that you love me so much. Because even before you created, he has a purpose and a plan for you. He's not just going to create you and just leave you be. He's got a perfect, amazing, supernatural plan for your life. And he wants to see that into fruition. He wants to see that completed. Be thankful. And when I came into a place of receiving my winter, creating new rhythms and being thankful, he gave me a second part to that picture. Yeah, that first picture was dark, but then he gave me a picture of a tree full of leaves, full of fruit, and it was vibrant colors like I've never seen before. And he says, because you surrendered, this is what you're going to look like. This is what I'm creating you to be. Something beautiful. And what that whole picture was representing was he was showing me victory. Guys, we have to focus on the victory. I'm guilty of this. We can tend to just focus all the time on, oh, woe is me, my life is terrible, why is this happening to me? I get that part. But we need to remember he went to the cross so that we would have victory. He's a God of victory. And once winter passes, guess what? Spring is right there. In Isaiah 42, it says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, a new thing I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." And in Isaiah 43, it says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness." He did. That is true. "And rivers in the desert." He did. That is true. And there is hope that we can hold on to. We don't have to stay in our winter season. We are meant to move on. I'm going to say that again. We, as His children, are not meant to be stuck, but we are meant to get up and move forward. That's our God. And there is hope, and we need to put our trust in His promises. I'm standing up here because of His promises, because of His truth. Psalm 1, it says, "He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in this season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers." Do you hear that? We are created to prosper, to move forward in life, to bear fruit. He promises victory, and we must hold on to that and never forget about that. And I want to speak this truth over all of us, that He is not here to harm us. Okay? He's not here to harm us. Wes, I'm not here to put you through your winter season and harm you and just leave you there. I'm going to hold your hand as we walk through this because I love you and because I want to give you hope and a future. Do you guys believe that He wants to give you a future? He wants to give you a future. We just sang that song, Waymaker. He made a way. I thought my life was done. I was so ready to throw in a towel. And He says, "You know what? No, Wes. I'm making a way. I'm going to make a way to see you bear fruit and to see you prosper and to see you move forward." I came across Ecclesiastes 3. And it's, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven." I just want to read this to you. "There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, and a time for war, and a time for peace. Right now is your time to wait on the Lord. Let Him do what He needs to do. Because he's got a big picture for your life that's far greater than we can ever imagine. Psalm 37 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently on him. Guys, I had to wait patiently for over 2 years. It's not easy. But guys, don't give up. Because there's victory. There is spring right around the corner. And as we wait for the Lord, he's going to tell you to watch. Just watch what I'm going to do. Just watch. Watch for that springtime. And in closing, because I experienced winter before, and many times, I know the snow will melt. The temperatures will eventually warm up, and new things will come to life, and spring will be right there. But I don't ever want to forget the man, the husband, the father, the friend, the pastor that God has shaped me into during my winter seasons. He shaped me into who he wanted me to be. You know, a lot of us may think, well, who am I in this world? Who do you say I am, Lord? Well, he knows. Let him shape you into who he has called you to be, and I guarantee you it's something powerful. You know, in my winter season, if I didn't receive it, let me just put it this way. In my winter season was the first time I ever received my first prophetic picture. And if I didn't receive that season, and if I wasn't thankful for it, he wouldn't have cultivated the prophetic gift that he has blessed me with. It's because of that winter season. So I want to encourage you all to just wrap yourself up in his blanket of love. Hold on tight. Yes, hold on tight. And remember that God is a burning bush, even on those cold days. Guys, don't give up. And George was just talking about breakthrough. Guys, it's coming. It's coming. And I said in the beginning of my message, there's some of you here that have been calling out to the Lord for a specific request. It's coming. Some of you have been praying for breakthrough in certain areas. It's coming. Some of you have been asking for what's next, Lord. That's what I've been asking the Lord. Guess what, guys? It's coming. Carrie, breakthrough is coming. It's coming. Guys, he loves you so much. It was so hard, guys, to go and put this message together because I had to go and relive that winter and feel those emotions again. But guys, it's worth it. It is so worth it. And I would love the opportunity to pray for you guys after, for those of you who are in that winter time. This is my lovely wife.
Can you say something?
You most certainly can.
Awesome.
You want the mic?
I just want to say, Wes hasn't, he shared a little bit. I just want to testify that Wes has actually, and I, have gone through a lot of winters. Mm-hmm. And I've seen Wes walk out of many winters. And it's not just been one. I know there's like one really significant one, but I just want to say, like, and I am now, you know, healing. And I just want to say, like, it's okay if you have more than one winter.
Yeah.
And it's okay, like, sometimes my winters are once a month, it's a winter. And every month I have to look for the spring. And that's okay. That also is shaping us. And I just want to say that, I guess I just want to make that really clear, just like as I've walked with Wes, and I've walked with each one another, that it's okay to have many winters. Mm-hmm. And those winters, some are going to be harder, and some are going to be easier. And the Lord is faithful. And I mean, I actually think it's significant that in Winnipeg, you know, we have every year, we see a winter. You know, I'm 40 this year. I've had 40 winters, physical winters, and I'm sure I've had more spiritual winters as well. And I just, there's always, I declare hope over every single winter, every single one that any of you face, and I speak it over myself as well.
So, can you actually share your picture? I think it's a perfect time.
So, when Wes was sharing with me his what he wanted to speak on, instantly I remembered a picture that he had given me in 2017, year before I had a nervous breakdown, and I was so unwell that I was living with my parents. I wasn't able to look after the children. It was a very, very dark time. And about a year after that, the Lord started to show me pictures, and what this reminded me, I had totally forgotten. I'm so glad that I kept notes on it. But this is what he showed me. I saw a bare tree with no leaves or fruit. It looked desolate and lifeless. It was clearly in a desert, and sand surrounded it. Drought consumed the land. But then the Lord showed me its root system. It was huge and extremely deep. Then I saw a small stream appear in the distance. Because the root system was so strong and deep, it was able to reach the stream that was so far and partake in living water. I felt like the Lord tell me that every strong tree is strong because it has experienced drought. It has experienced winter. Without seasons of drought, the roots of a tree would always remain shallow and easily uprooted in storms. And he actually showed me just like what a rainforest looks like. Rainforest, you often see the roots are actually on the surface. It's very green and beautiful, but what he was telling me was you don't want that. You don't want to always be in a rainforest where your root system is vulnerable and your root system is always on top. And so if like a storm came, it just like boop, tip you right over. He's like, you want to have winters, you want to have mm-hmm. drought. I was like, oh, that sucks. But okay, here we go. Without seasons of winter, the roots of a tree would always remain shallow, easily uprooted in storms. But the tree that has experienced winter is its roots are forced to go very deep, searching for water, which also means when a storm comes, the tree will also remain steadfast on the surface.
Thank you, Doyla.
There is a verse that...
So, yeah, I hope this encourages you this morning to know that it's okay to have those winter seasons. There's actually gold, there's actually treasure in those winter seasons. You gotta look for it, but they're there.